It's John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with a bit of a special, and we're all still reeling from Jude Bellingham evening, Tuesday night, where it all seemed to go upside down. And 1 minute there was a bid, the next minute the patch journalists, if we should call them that, I don't know if Dominic King likes that phrase, I'll ask him now, who he's on with me, we're suddenly saying that Liverpool were out. So we're going to try and pick the bones out of it a couple of days later and figure out what it means next for Liverpool. So to help me do that, I have got Dominic King from the Daily Mail, esteemed Merseyside journalist. So Dom, what on earth went on?
Yeah, well, I don't think the idea that the bid was ever right. I think they've been talking about it for a long time. It's been clear that he's a player that they've wanted for a long time. But I'm probably going to say things that people will think are unpopular and sound like I'm towing a party line, and I'm saying that in speech marks. But if you detach yourself from it at the minute, it's going to be €150 million. Now that's a flat transfer fee. Then you've got to add sort of wages in and whatever, and then all of a sudden it becomes astronomical. And you and I both know, as does everybody who will be listening to this, one player isn't going to sort the problems out that Liverpool have got. It's just not. And God forbid anything was to happen to that one player. Like, say he was to get an injury early on, I'm just putting a scenario out there. Imagine they'd invested that sort of level of money and then had nothing to show for it for a certain amount of time. So they're a very pragmatic sort of committee. I don't want to use the word committee, but they're a very pragmatic group in terms of when it comes to money and thinking. They look at the bottom line: is it worth it, or would we be better spending that money in a certain other way? And that's the way they've gone.